Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Star Line by photographer, musician, author, and full-fledged human being. Her worldwide tours with Speedball Baby influencer book, coated in black eyeliner and cheap booze. We welcome author of the memoir, The Ballad of Speedball Baby, Ali Smith.
Well, hi, Sean. How are you?
Absolutely great, Ali. Let's go beyond the mic. You held your own, playing your bass, intimidating men, and a ton of broken down vans. Why was it necessary to tell this story right now?
Well, we all get to a point in our life where we're looking back and we're like, what was that all about? And my what was that all about was full of adventure and, you know, being a woman who wanted to go out there and live a full life. And my friend Miriam Shore, who's an actor, who was one of the creators of Hedwig and the Angry Inch, she would listen to my stories and we would laugh about the 90s in New York and what a different time it was, long gone era. And she's like, you have to write these down. And I said, yeah. She goes, no, you have to write these down. So she kind of got the ball rolling in that investigation. But, you know, it was a really interesting time.
The what was I thinking moments. You dragged enough equipment in and out of less than stellar clubs. For less than stellar pay. Why did you do it?
Well, you know, I am so glad that I realized early on that I wanted to have a really exciting life. And I didn't want to be like an appendage to any man that was having an exciting life. I wanted to go out there and grab it. And, you know, that's not always easy. And in those days, there weren't that many women in bands and on the stage and in the van and down at the police station and being strip searched at the Croatian border crossing on tour. So, you know, there were a lot of us grabbing for the mic, but it wasn't necessarily being handed to us. So, you know, it felt like a worthwhile life and I wanted to pursue it.
Ali, why does music give you joy?
Music came into my bedroom on the radio waves, God bless radio, right? And delivered a whole world to me from across the pond, you know, UK bands, European bands, Nina Hagen, The Cure, Susie and the Banshees, all these, and then bands from downtown New York at CBGB's, which was a happening scene that I could have gone to just like a train ride away if I was older or a lot cooler than I actually was. And they brought me Blondie and the Ramones and all this stuff. And there is, you know, then once I finally strapped on a bass, I came from a working class family and that bass took me around the world. So what's not to want to do?
The book is The Ballad of Speedball Baby, and Ali Smith joins us beyond the mic for The Rocking Eight. All this is, Ali, is eight random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure. If you could have redone cinema the way you wanted to, how would you have changed it?
We did it the way we wanted to. We recorded most of it in our same studio on Ridge Street on the Lower East Side that our guitarist Matt built in his apartment at a time when, you know, noise complaints, nobody responded to noise complaints. I really wouldn't do anything differently. I guess at the time we used all the money to tour and I would have liked a few music videos left over from that time to watch. Maybe that.
Noise complaints in New York? What a shock. What's your favorite tea to drink?
What's that? Favorite tea to drink? Rooibos. I don't do caffeinated teas and I've moved to the UK. So now I must drink tea because it's the law.
I see your teacups for sale online. Pinkies in the air, everyone.
That's what I do.
If you could ask one more question to Sandra Bernard, what would it be?
Where'd you go? No, that's super mean. I'm sure she's totally doing things. Was Sandra Bernhard. I think I asked her all my questions for my book, Laws of the Bandit Queens, and she gave me all her laws by which she lives. So I'm good on that front.
Ali, who's the one person you would love to do a photo shoot with?
Ooh. I'll be honest with you. I've done most of them. Maybe Barack Obama. That'd be cool to talk, chat. How about that? Let's throw that. But I just did King Charles. So, I mean, I think I've done a lot of cool, interesting. It's not the same thing. But anyway, carry on. Number five.
So, which song from Speedball Baby didn't get the love you thought it deserved?
TV Sheets, cover of Van Morrison, because that I thought was one of our shining moments, and it's maybe because I got called Donald Duck Dunn when I was playing the bass, and it was my biggest accomplishment, and I think it's a really fantastic cover. Super meaningful.
Well, you don't have the beard to be Donald Duck Dunn, but I digress.
Well, you haven't seen me lately, but that's all right.
Do you still have your first $25 bass?
I gave it to somebody. I gave it to a friend. Yeah, They have it. They have it. Absolutely. The Wilson.
Allie, you have a fear of rats. How close are they to music execs?
I fear rats more. How about that?
Where's your favorite place you did a show with Speedball Baby where you didn't get strip searched?
Oh, even though we got threatened by Slovenian bikers, I'd say playing in the middle of a forest in Slovenia was kind of amazing. But then, you know, CBGB's was always an incredible place to play. So one time we really enraged the owner of CBGB's by refusing to stop playing and they turned the electric off, but we got everybody. It was a good moment. We really infuriated Hilly Crystal, which felt like an accomplishment.
The book is The Ballad of Speedball Baby, and author Allie Smith joins us beyond the mic for the back half. Allie, you completed a project on incarcerated mothers in a maximum security prison. How did that change the way you see yourself as a mother?
Such a good question. I don't know that if there was a direct relationship, except that it broadened my thinking about the role of motherhood and how mothers are treated societally before and after I became a mom.
What's the best thing about Harper?
He's just the most amazing person that anybody ever created. I don't know. I mean, like, that's pretty much it. Yeah. No, he's funny, he's smart, and he's always educating me about gender and all the things that I thought I was at the top of my game about. Everything. Feminism.
As a photographer, what do you consider to be the most important thing in a photograph?
Things that you really, really care about. That's always going to be the most satisfying situation, and things that you want to help illuminate or give a voice in the world that aren't normally given them. That's for me. The most.
It's time for one big question with Allie Smith, Beyond the Mic. Allie, what's the one memory that you didn't put into The Ballad of Speedball Baby, which still makes you emotional to this very day?
Well, Sean, I feel like this was my story, but some stories belong to other people, and they mostly have to do with my mom. So I'm probably not going to talk about it here, but there's plenty there that I feel like every woman deserves her own book to talk about her journey. And it wasn't mine to talk about. So
where can people find you online?
Well, you could find out everything about me on alliesmith.com, A-L-I-S-M-I-T-H, and .com, you know, the rest. And the book is everywhere. It's been getting really great press, but also it's been getting such impassioned responses from readers who write me every day. And I feel so deeply blessed by that. And I'm writing back to every single person eventually who writes to me. So please reach out if you've enjoyed it.
She hates rats, doesn't have her first base, and wants you to read The Ballad of Speedball Baby. Allie Smith, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Sean Dillon, thank you so much for asking. Have a good one.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut.